of chess means there's one less variation left to be played. Each day got through means one or two less mistakes remain to be made.
Not much is known of early days of chess beyond a fairly vague report
that 1500 years ago two princes fought the brothers for a Hindu throne.
Mother cried, for no one really likes their offspring fighting to the death. She begged them stop the slaughter with her every breath.
But sure enough, one brother
sad
died
beyond belief. She told her winning son,
"You have caused such grief. I can't forgive this evil thing you've done."
He tried to explain how things had really been,
but he tried in vain. No words of his could mollify the queen.
And so he asked the wisest man he knew the way to lessen her distress.
They told him he'd be pretty certain to impress by using model soldiers on a checkered board to show it was his brother's fault.
They thus invented chess.
Chess displayed no inertia, soon spread to Persia, then west.
Next, the Arabs refined it, thus redesigned it, progressed.
Still farther yet, and when Constantinople fell in 1453, one would have noticed every other refugee included in his bags a set.
Once in the hands and in the minds of leading figures of the Renaissance,
spirit and the speed of chess made swift advance through all of Europe's vital lands.
Then we must recall, yes, the game was further changed right, yes, across the board, we the Western tradition upon the Tuesday's late king and queen and rook and bishop knight and pawn all took on the look. We know today the modern game was born.
And in the end we see a game has started by mistake in Hindustan, unboosted in the main by what is now around, become the simplest and most complicated pleasure yet devised for just the kind of mind who would appreciate this well-researched and fascinating yarn.